It's a hump day and it's the day before a long weekend. Are you kidding me? Good morning, Skipper Roo.
Good morning.
Are you kidding me?
J to the A to the B.
What is going on, everybody? Friday night, the day after Thanksgiving, I'll be in Indiana. And next week, I'll be at the Punchline on the 29th. Two shows.
The Punchline would be in Atlanta.
Atlanta. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. In the ATL, we call it, Skip.
I know it's not Friday, but I almost feel like getting my dance on this morning.
I got to hold off
a couple of days, huh? I feel like doing it. Feel like doing that man dance.
Not yet, man.
You know, because a lot of my peeps, this is your Friday. This Wednesday is your
some
Friday.
Some people, yesterday was their Friday.
Some people had Friday last Friday. There's that.
Could you be talking about the man himself?
The man himself.
Tom Jordan.
Be talking about the man himself.
That's right.
Yeah, Tom.
Check must have cleared the bank already.
Yeah, man.
Tom doing his Thanksgiving
thing.
It is Thanksgiving Eve, as Sybil mentioned. It's upon us. And baby girl, you ready to get your hands on that meat?
Excuse me. One more time, I'm going to ask you to rephrase.
How you do it, huh?
Your Honor, can we have the man rephrase, please? Okay.
You ready to get
two legs, one leg in each hand? You ready? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay. Are you ready for Thanksgiving turkey?
Am I ready for Thanksgiving turkey? I am.
Okay.
I am.
All right. Ready.
That someone else has prepared. Yes, I am.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to tell you what, Sib. I've decided since Jackie's been talking about it, I haven't had any in years. Uh-huh. I'm going to eat some chitlins this year. I'm going chitlins.
Why?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know why.
Okay.
I have no idea. I can't tell you why.
If all the other kids are going to eat chitlins, then you're going to eat chitlins too?
I'm going full chitlins this year. I'm not cooking them.
And what
I'm
does that look like? Well, that's what going full chit is.
going full chit.
Going full chit is cleaning, cooking. I can't go full chit, man. But you would seem like a full chit man.
No,
to me.
I'm not going full chit. If somebody's got some chitlings, I'm gonna go looking chitlings. For chit. That's what I'm going to do.
You make a lot of chit up. So I'm just surprised that you are saying this.
He really must not be here today.
Let's just be real easy when say full of chitterlings.
You're a man who's full of chit too. So come on now, Skip. Come on. You look like a chit man.
You ever had chitlins?
Yeah, with a little hot sauce on them.
Yeah.
And if we could get hot sauce, imagine how happy we would be to get some chit.
Everybody will have hot sauce. The hot sauce person where we make this special hot sauce is at work right now. In the hot sauce cave.
Where
we make our hot sauce.
Working in the hot sauce cave.
The hot sauce cave.
What a bunch of chit that is.
That's a bunch of chit right there.
Dude. You're going to tell me you have little elves running around making special hot sauce in a hot sauce cave.
No, my hot
Not
sauce
even
is
in
made
a...
by bears. Bears who don't hibernate are making this hot sauce. That's how hot it is.
Those are also called the players that we call the Chicago team.
Yeah. I'm almost scared to ask what ingredients go into that hot sauce.
We don't want to know.
I don't know what it is, but somehow that peach pepper sauce is darn good.
It is delicious.
And it's hard to believe that it's under the hotter than a mofo flag there.
Yeah, I know you're getting your cook on today, and those kitchens are going to be smelling so good in the house.
God. Get out of here. Get your ass out of here.
There's going to be a lot of that.
I can come into the kitchen, Jay and Sybil, and wifey Cynthia will be there, and she only have like some celery and some onions on the stove in that pot, you know, when it starts simmering.
I've heard,
and that aroma, man, it just lights up the whole house.
And you had to stay out of there. You couldn't go in there, right?
And ain't nothing cooking but that.
It's never ready.
Never, even if it looks ready, it's not ready.
But that's the thing. Why do we have to eat so early in the day on Thanksgiving? What is the big deal
because
about? Oh, dinner starts at 2. Oh, dinner. Why don't we just do it at the regular time?
Well, for us, it's several different times through the day.
Yeah. You know? Oh, you start early. Yeah. You get your first.
And the earlier you get them over, Sid,
then you can move on to the next house. Over,
The later in the day, you can get them out your house.
It's all day.
Or when you have to make those pop calls, Jay.
Yeah. You
I can't stay. I gotta get to my mama's.
Yeah, gotta make that round. You gotta make that round.
I'll take a plate with me though.
And pick up a plate. Players and playettes. We say this every year, Skip. If you're going to pick up several plates and you know who you are,
right?
Put your plates in the trunk of the seat, in the trunk of the car, please. Don't put them.
But here's another thing, Jay. Not only put them in the trunk of your car, but when you first go to the car, put them on the seat, put them on the floor, and then go around the corner, and then transfer to the trunk. Because you don't.
Here's another good idea. How about a cooler? Because there's some stuff back there that can
All
get
right. All right. All right, next. Right next to that spare you've been promising to change out for the last 6 months. Yeah. And some old clothes that perhaps have stayed at someone's house too long.
Well, you can take some plates out to the car that are like, wow.
But definitely.
Yeah. Plates in the trunk.
Are y'all expecting, out to the you expecting a lot of people coming by the crib?
No, nobody.
What time should we be there, Skip?
We got a few coming by.
So I'm asking you, what time shall we be there, Skip?
Yeah, we got a few coming by.
He's not looking for us to come by.
Apparently not, Jay.
Looking for the ones that's coming by.
I find that hard to believe.
I gotta come in and work on Friday morning. And they want to go to the Cowboys game. And then, after the game, they think they're going to come running over the house and keep me up all night.
So by the time the game is over, then you will have turned the lights off and
the place to yourself.
Yeah, you remember how Martin Lawrence used to tell Tommy and Cole,
"Get to stepping."
Get to stepping. That would be you. Time. Yeah, man.
There are three NFL games tomorrow. The first game is going to be a good one for the NFC Central Division. The North, the Vikings taking on the Lions. At Detroit.
That's always a good game.
Yeah. The second game is probably the most anticipated game of the season. The Redskins coming to Dallas to play the Cowboys. That's at 3:30 in the afternoon. And then the final game of the evening, Steelers at the Colts.
My Colts.
Your Colts.
My Colts.
Yeah.
I'm just here to hate the Cowboys. So that's
what you do.
That's all I do.
Yeah.
You hadn't fallen in love with Dak.
I'm so sick of people asking me, what's your team? I don't have a team, okay? I just hate.
That's what he does. That's what he do.
But, Jay, it's hard to hate Dak and Zeke.
No, it's not.
As long as they got that star on the helmet.
They got that star and it says Dallas. There's hate in this room, man.
And here's the other irony. David Robinson, who is the biggest Cowboy fan that we know on the show, he absolutely can't stand Dak Prescott.
He can't stand Dak
Prescott. He is a Tony Romo man from head to toe. And so he can't even enjoy where the Cowboys are now. I know.
That boy got a concussion. Yeah, he needs to go to concussion protocol.
That's why Sybil came up with the term he's a romosexual.
I think that's right.
Yeah. Man.
I know.
So much he might move to Atlanta that he is.
You know who my boy is who plays for the Redskins? Josh Norman used to be with the Panthers. I want to see what kind of fool Josh going to act tomorrow.
He's good for that.
I don't even know.
He's number 24, Jay, for the Redskins.
I don't want that in my head. It takes up room for hate that I have up there. You know?
And it might indicate that he cares. Yeah. And he really...
Once I started learning players from other I don't need that, Skip. I got all...
Because what's the one line that works for you, no matter what sport?
I don't know much about sports, but you can always say this. If you're and people are talking sports, if you use this phrase right here, people who don't know much about sports and you want to get into sports, you say this phrase right here. How's that big boy from Kansas doing? And there's always a big dude from Kansas.
Always.
That everybody else knows about. They start talking, and it looks like you know what you're talking about.
And then they say, again. Ain't that some shit? Come on!
Yeah. Yes, it is. All right, Thanksgiving Eve is upon us. We're humping our way on through the week. It is Get Well Wednesday. And coming up, Pastor Van Moody talks about having a healthy relationship with yourself. Plus, he'll be on Unsung tonight on TV One. Rapper Corrupt joins us on the show. All that and more on the TJMS. Check your time. It's 11 minutes past the hour.